It is the morning, the Tuesday morning show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Tammy Bobrowski here at the KBXE studios with Jennifer Tyson. She is an IT developer and analyst at Bemidji State University, and she's also the organizer of the Northern Minnesota Girls Who Code Club. It's a club for girls to learn computer programming. And this week, there's a free Girls Who Code camp at BSU and Northwest Technical College. It runs through the 23rd. Jennifer is here to tell us what this club and camp is all about and why it's so important to get girls interested in technology careers. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Can you tell us about the organization, the Girls Who Code organization?
Girls Who Code is a national nonprofit organization working to close the gender gap in technology. By 2020, they aim to educate 1 million girls in computer science. The Girls Who Code Club program is usually an after-school program, but this summer we took it and condensed it into a two-week program that we're going to go for 40 hours and then graduate at the end.
Great. So explain what computer programming is for those of us who don't know much about it. What does someone do with computer programming?
Well, what you do is you're speaking to the computer. You need to tell it step by step what you want it to make or produce or what kind of application you want it to run. So what we do is learn how to speak computer language, and there's different kinds, different ways to go about doing that. When you learn different things such as Python or HTML, you can put together the web pages for people, you can build applications. You can utilize those skills in many different careers out there. Even if you think about being a nurse, you think about you're working with people, but at the same time, a lot of the electronic medical record systems are out there now. So being able to talk to the computer or, realize when a problem might be going on from taking this club or going to this club, you can actually further your career more because you have those skills.
So basically, everything we do on the computer all relies on some kind of programming that has been put together.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's pretty insignificant if you think about that. So what does coding do for girls specifically? Why do we need to have girls learning this?
Well, right now the field is filled with a mostly male population, and girls have a lot to offer. We have a different mindset. We look at things in a different way, and to be able to get the girls out in the area, at least here or anywhere else they decide to go.
It sounds really important to get them engaged in that, early on. What will they be getting out of this club and attending the camp? So the club is a little separate, from the camp, and your camp is a two-week event. What kind of things will they be doing at the camp?
Right now, we've started working in Python, and they are getting to know each other. We have a group of girls that have come from Red Lake and Panema, and we also have a lot of girls from Bemidji and Cass Lake area. They're getting together, learning, how each other works and, what the interests are in the group. That's a big part of what the club does. And not only that, they, are going to be paired up to work together and build a project, with somebody you really don't know. You get to see an outside view of what their life might be like and really take those experiences and use it in your life.
So what kind of project will they be coming up with? Will they be kind of creating a game or a website? What kind of things will they have at the end of the camp?
They get to choose what they want to develop. We usually pick a social topic. Some of the things we have worked on in the past have been picking up trash or cleaning up your neighborhoods. They've also done programs where they teach children how to teach children math, younger kids math, or they also have an Ojibwe language helper, which was pretty awesome.
Great. And last year, it sounded like you got to take a couple of the girls from the club to actually meet Chelsea Clinton in St. Cloud.
We did.
How did that come about? Yeah.
That was based on the Samsung challenge. Samsung had put out for Girls Who Code just a specific opportunity for them to develop applications and have, they had different prizes. Well, because our girls created the Ojibwe helper for the Samsung challenge, it was recognized by Chelsea and mentioned in her book that, how the opportunities that we're having for women in our area are just growing. We took two girls, Elise May and Diamond Cloud, down to St. Paul, and we just had a wonderful time. We got to meet Chelsea. She was very friendly and nice, and I think the girls had just an absolutely wonderful experience.
Great. You yourself are an IT developer and analyst, so how did you get involved in technology?
I started pretty young. I was 3 years old. My dad would go to work and leave me at home with my mom, and he was a computer programmer, so he would leave me all, you know, the books that I could type the information into the computer, and when he got home, if it didn't work, he would help me, you know, fix any of the bugs or anything, and it was pretty neat. I got to see, you know, I make squares fly across the screen, I could change the colors and stuff, and that just got me really excited, and I really loved to create and be able to envision something in my mind and then put it into the computer and see it work and help people. That's just been what my drive is.
Do you think you'll be repeating the camp next year too?
I think that we're going to try to hold an after school camp this school year. So there'll be an opportunity for more girls to join up. It'll be 2 hours one night a week. It usually goes from about October until April. And it's similar. You know, we get in 40 hours and then they get to graduate and move on to the next step, next level.
Who would you encourage to attend this?
Any girls out there. If you're interested in design, you're interested in drawing, if you like the computer, if you don't like the computer, it's still an interesting way to meet new girls and other people that you can make friends with and have a connection with later.
That sounds great. The Girls Who Code Camp is going on right now at Bemidji State University, and it will also be at Northwest Technical College. And how can you find more information?
You can find more information on our Facebook page. This is facebook.com/NMN Girls Who Code.
And we'll put a link to that on our Facebook page as well. Jennifer Tyson is an IT developer and analyst at Bemidji State University, and she's leading up this club and the camp. Jennifer, thank you so much for the work you're doing with these girls, and thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you for your time.
This conversation has been part of Area Voices, telling the arts, culture, and history stories of Northern Minnesota, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.